This is KERA News. I'm Christopher Connolly. The icy weather led to the closure of several North Texas vaccination sites on Thursday, and that means even longer waits for people scheduled to get the COVID-19 vaccine. KERA's Hadi Mawagdi, Brett Jaspers, and Alejandra Martinez have been following the quest to get shots into arms. They're here to talk through the latest developments.
Let's start with some good news. Pharmacies like CVS and Walmart are getting COVID-19 vaccines right now. And next week, 80,000 additional doses are coming. On top of that, a couple of federal super sites are being set up in North Texas, too. Brett, what do we know about them?
One site is going to be at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. There's another planned for Fair Park in Dallas. A third site will open at NRG Stadium in Houston. These are part of a White House plan. They'll be run by FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
How soon will they open? And how many doses of the vaccine can we expect?
The White House said the week of February 22nd is when the shots will start, and combined, these three sites will do over 10,000 doses a day. So if these run every day of the week, it would boost the number of doses coming to Texas by over 15%. Dallas County has already established a vaccination site at Fair Park where it administers a lot of vaccines, but not at this volume that this federal site is promising.
How will people register for these federal super sites?
Well, first off, the feds will be taking over Fair Park's operation. The state said Thursday afternoon that FEMA is going to use Dallas and Tarrant County's existing wait list for registrants, too.
I gotta say, vaccine news comes really fast, and it leaves a lot of people trying to catch up.
Yeah, I was watching a Dallas City Council meeting, and at one point, council member Carol Mendelson was trying to get details about the Fair Park vaccine site from Rocky Voss. He's the director of the city's Office of Emergency Management.
So I'm wondering what's going to happen with the Dallas County operation.
I do not have any details. I know as much as you do at this point from the news media.
Council members went on to complain that when constituents come to them for information about vaccines, they often don't have the most up-to-date info. They learn about things at the same time the public does.
With public health, simple and clear information matters a lot, and we don't always get that. But even if this vaccine rollout is kind of herky-jerky, Eric Borwinkel at UT Health School of Public Health says logistics are just hard and we should be patient.
To expect all of those details on day one and communication one, I think is not fair.
It's also a huge deal that vaccines are being developed so quickly. Thursday, Dr. Anthony Fauci said he's hopeful we'll have, quote, open season on vaccines by April. He's thinking anybody will be able to get the shot soon.
Let's not forget, guys, people are still dying. Death numbers broke records over the last 2 weeks in both Dallas and Tarrant County. Yesterday alone in Dallas County, 45 people died of COVID-19.
And there's another concern. Dallas County had to shut down its Fair Park distribution site temporarily because of the bad weather, the cold weather we're having. Other places shut too, and another week of wintry weather could present a real challenge to the plans for these super sites.
Yeah, we'll have to keep watching. For KERA News, I'm Hadi Mawagdi.
I'm Brett Jaspers.
And I'm Alejandra Martinez in Dallas.